so let's start. So the ma'isa of the goyim's different pirushim, a lot of problems with being prevail. Who wrote what, when, how? Then they're really very, very up in the air. A lot of different kirsoyas, a lot of different neschoyas. But akoponim, the one of Shir Ashirim is quite known. And lemaisa they found two pirushim on Shir Ashirim from the Goyin, and they called one a derech niglav, one derech nista. And somehow, some of them, they claim that they both had both, but one had a much better version of this, and one the other version. I don't know. Akapanim, the place that it was first published in a way that people know about it, there were earlier times, is in the Pirush HaNigla Vanista, in the Siddur put out by Rav Tolly Hertz, and that's a classic, and that's where they had it. Over there, you have his Pirush al derech haniglav anista. You also have likutim over there that are from that he's malaki from other places. The derech anista, much of it is really pretty much chutzat chum, really kabbalistic. But the derech hapshat straddles the two, like a lot of the Goyin stuff. And it's a very very chashu pirush. The Goyin was tremendously besimcha when he finished it. So it's definitely a very important sefer to learn. The three editions I have in my house are the one is the Nigla Vanista. Then a while back, Shlomo Brev, there's a Talmud put out. He was never just Nifter recently, or maybe Shlomo Brev himself put it out. I'm trying to see. Shlomo Brev himself put it out in 97. And he does only the nigla part, but he's very marchiv. He has a lot of very nice, mekayres al piderech hapshat, and he's marchiv it a little bit al piderech ha'oimik. But that's one very very good madura. And now recently, they've put out. Moshe Rav Kook has put out the Bir Agrash Yashirim. They just put out the second Chelik now, which is the end, till the end. Put out Rav David Cohen's son. So those are really the three editions that I have. The early ones are kind of a Struz and so on. So we'll start and we'll learn the Nigla one and try to figure out. The Goyin's Derech really is that he said or he wrote very very much bekitzer, and he left everything else for working it out yourself. It was part of it is because it's the Goyin's Tzura is like sort of to give the remez, and then go figure it out yourself. And this is the safe is not much different. Okay, Shir Hashem Shel Shloimo. Yeah, what? I don't think there's much overlap with Rashi. He goes through the different mahalach, and it's definitely wonderful of Rashi. There is actually one other pirush on Shir Hashirim that's fantastic, is the Malbim's pirush. The Malbim's pirush on Shir Hashirim is extraordinary. He really divides it up in a way that, wow, you say to yourself, he must have had Ruach HaKodesh. And he's masbir it as Shlomo HaMelech's understanding, as Shlomo HaMelech's description of the Nevuah experiences that he had. And he matches it up perfectly with the Nevuahs in the Tanakh, and beautifully written with a lot of depth to it. It's really a very amkustic pirush, and it's really a pirush worth learning on its own. It's an amazingly good pirush. It's by Riches. But Akoponim, it's called, I think, Shir HaKodesh, if I'm not mistaken. And then he had big Yad Kabbal also, and at the end of the Sefer, he writes a little bit the Kabbalah, the Kerimozim, in a big way about the Sefer. If you ever want to look at a Sefer, that's extraordinarily, it really brings a person into Nyanim. I would definitely recommend it. No, it's its own thing. I mean, basically, less by everybody's count, Shir Shirim is a very deep shir, and it expresses a kirva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Is it the personal kirva of a Navi experiencing Nevuah? Is it Kal Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is it, does it encompass many areas of the Bria? That depending on whose pirush it is, that's, but the, so in the big picture, you're talking about a love story between two beings, Kadosh Baruch and Klal Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch and Shlomo HaMelech, and so on. But that's the big picture of it, and each one has his own connection, the way how he does it. Right. No, it's another mahalach, and the truth is, first of all, in these inyanim, it's very hard to call something a machlokes. In drush bechlal, we always say it's different panim, and especially, when I'm describing something, let me give a mashal. When I have a number, and imagine I'm trying to teach a child a number, and I want to explain to him the number 5, the mashal. And I take 5 apples, and I show him 5 fingers, and I show him 5 boys. I say, this is 5. And the kid's confused, and he says, well, make up your mind. Is 5 boys? Is it fingers? Is it apples? And the answer is, it's an abstract quality that applies to many things. But when you're dealing with the nyanim of pnim, more the pnimius, teichen, so you're talking about a quality which then allows itself to be expressed at every level. If the vort in Chachmas HaKabbalah was that if you really tapped into a certain nekuda vaymik, you were able to catch everything. So b'meila, these things are not size each other be'etzim, and certainly the ayin panim l'toira or the many more panim l'toira definitely come across over here. And the Goyans, part of the Goyans' type of, I call it style of Torah, which I guess is called, we'll call the chelik of a remez in Torah, lends itself to it. Because when something's beremiza, means I have an abstraction of it, like I would have the number of it, and then it can equally apply to many things as long as it fits the pattern. So whenever you have a remez, you have sort of just the Rashi Prakim, and it allows for many things to fit those Rashi Prakim. Okay, Shir Hashem Shel Shleimei. Pirush, the Goyin says, Ki Shleim HaMelech. So the word Shir HaShirim, what does that mean? The Goyin is trying to explain, it's the song of songs. What does that mean? How do you teach that? I mean, yes, when we hype up stuff and advertise it, we say, wow, this is the song of all songs. What does it mean exactly over here? So he says, Pirush Kishleim Ocha Shalom Shor Hamisha Ve'elef Shirim. He sang 1,005 songs. It's a pasuk. Moshe Kosev Vehi Shirei Hamisha Ve'elef. So Shleim HaMelech sang 1,005 songs, Vaidaba Shloishes Alaf in Mashal, and he said 3,000 Mishalim, Vaidaba La Eitzim Avonim, and he spoke on Eitzim Avonim. Ula Maila Mina Elevechamisha Shiroisa Chiba Shirashirim, Huamufumikulam. And of all the songs, this is the best of all of them. So the Shir Hashir means it is the Mufchashabikulam. V'chein b'mishlei hu chutz min ha'shlei sh'alaf v'mosha sh'diber chibe mishlei ha'mu'ula sh'ben. So the same thing also, it says that mishlei is, it's the mashal of the mishalim of his, and that is the mufcher of all of them. He quotes on the bottom of Goyin that says in the Chodesh Gomer of Yad that Mishlei is a Memra Basi to tell me that this is the best mashal of all of them. V'chein Koheles Mufchar min vayda ba'etzim v'chulu. Kehelas also is the cheshev stav vayda ba'la etzim v'avanim. So lemaisa we have over here three things that he wrote. So he wrote first of all. So you have Shir Hashirim, you have Mishnah Kehelas. So the three Svarim he wrote. Shir Hashirim is this is the most important Shir. Mishnah is the most important Mishalim. While the Beitza Avonim is the most important Sefer of the Beitza Avonim. So I want to just address this a minute or two. It is interesting that. He talks about three different Sfarim. L'chura, Mikufya, it doesn't seem to have any special shaykhs with each other. It's tam. Shirim is a nice thing to write, and Mishle is a very, very nice thing to write, and the Kohala is a very nice thing to write. It's like saying a person wrote a wonderful math book, a very nice book on music, and a book of essays on life. I mean, each one is very, very nice, but is there any sort of shaykhis between the three of them? Well, what exactly is the shaykhis? So they do bring down over here that it's keneged, and he himself, the Goyen, says keneged three things that Kosh Baruch Hu gave him. We'll see soon when we get there, but I want to explain it maybe a little bit. Does not explain it here, Betzim. Shira Shirim. Whenever you do a shir, you be'etzem are speaking about something higher that comes out from something lower. In other words, when I'm able to bring out what I do, let's take it the most pashta level. When I write a poem, the word shir doesn't actually mean a song in the sense of a melody. Shir means a song in the sense of a poem. So when I write a poem, what I'm doing is I'm using words that in the pshat mean one thing, and I'm distilling out of it a much higher meaning that can't be really expressed in words. I draw out something much more, what's the right word for it? Ruchniistic, abstract, however you want to describe it. That's a shir. A mashal is almost the other direction. I bring down something that's hard to understand is brought down with a mashal. So somebody tells me an abstract thing, and I say, I don't know what you're talking about. So I go ahead and I give you a mashal, and I say, well, it's like this thing that you know, and this thing that you know, and this thing you know. So be'etzem, I bring it down into the world of Havana. So a shir is something that takes things that are in this world and brings out, it brings out something above and beyond this world. That's one direction. Mishle takes things that are in the other world, and I metargim it into this world musagim, and then finally I have, sometimes I clarify what is in this world kishlatzmai. So shir shirim takes love, which is something we're familiar with, and brings out a mashal, which is something that's beyond havana of a kesha between Klai Yisrael and Kodesh Baruch Hu, Klai Yisrael and Shlomo HaMelech, and so on. Mishle takes mitzvahs and anhagas tevis and reinterprets it in words that make it easier to understand, make it part of this world. this is like a woman lurking for you and trying her best to entice you, and so on. It's taking its hurry, it's a toiv, and bringing it down, being malbishit musagim, this world, and makes that understandable. Koheles, what Koheles does is it sharpens the understanding of what the things this world are, what things have value, what things don't have value, and so on. So these are really three different mahalchim of how Chachma works. One, Chachma works by clarifying each thing by Sheo Sham. One element of Chachma is being able to reinterpret and explain things into this, so I can take Ruchnius and Musagna beyond this world. I can use words and as Beirim to make it understandable for people in this world. And finally, we have things like, then we have things where we clarify and explain what's the real erech of something and so on. Yes. Yeah. Right. Yes. Four. Right. So. It's something which allows for being meromim a person. If a person's machshavis are, let's give a mashal. Imagine I want to be a makariv people, and I want to teach him about Yiddishkeit. So my first approach would be, you're very unhappy with your wife, and you're kids make you miserable, and you don't get along with people. If you run your life teyredik, your shalom bayis will be great. Your kids will be mechunech. People around you will like you. You'll be doing mitzvahs and chassadim. They'll reciprocate, and it's wonderful. So, I can't say that that's wrong, but the person's musagim stayed the same. In other words, he wanted to live a nice, natural life, and I convince the Mashon and the Torah does that. That's a dagger that requires taking Torah and chasing this world. But there's a musa where a person is meroim himself, and a person says there is beyond to what this world has. This world is limited. This world is kind of doesn't have much going for it, and there's something beyond this world. From the ahava that I have for my children, I understand what Avas Hashem is. And that's what the Moshe Avraham was able to make of his son. I learn from my experiences and my life, my world, what's beyond it. And that's a very important tachlis. In as much as the Pasuk says that Haskel v'yadei oisi is at a tachlis abriya, so there's certainly a tremendous tachlis in Haskel v'yadei oisi. I want to add one more thing about Mishlei, which I think just important. It's a bit of a sidetrack, but Akoponim, I think it's important in this context. The we tend to look down on Mishalom. Yeah, Mishalom is when you have not very bright people, so you give a mashal, it takes up some time. People do a lot of singing. It's like so you can stretch a mushroom to 30 minutes of time and so on, or it entertains people, has entertainment value, and people need to be entertained, and so on and so forth. That seems to be a common thought. But the emes is that's not a that's bechlal not what it's about. The any time that I want to explain something, what I'm doing is I am taking things from a world that I understand, or better said, I'm taking things from that I don't understand and translating it into something I do understand. That's the nature of Mishalim. A mashal means there are things that I am familiar with in my world, and therefore I'm familiar with these things in my world, and I can understand things that are said in that language. The only way in which I'll be able to understand is anything that you can translate into my language. So a mashal requires a tremendous chachma in terms of being able to understand what I want to explain, and then understand how this, I don't want to use the word malbish itself, into my world. How do things like that appear in my world? So, those are things that I need to be able to be shaylet on both of them. I need to be shaylet on the thing I'm talking about, and I need to truly understand its translation. And that's why a mashal is so important, that it's a it transfers things from a different world to my world. What? In a certain, yeah, I'm sorry, what? What is? Yeah. Right. Right. Correct. Right. Things like that will teach me, things that are beyond. In other words, neshamadika things. And besides teaching me neshamadika things, we believe that if a person is nisayr, so it's me'ayr a person and makes him a higher person. When you talk about inyanim that are bigger in Yanim, so These are things that are meroim a person because they sort of talk about this chelek. They talk about things, you know, the higher parts. So some sort of sense that this makes a person meroim, merumam. Correct. So it's A, Aleph, it's Torah. You know, that's Las Mandapolik. And two, it is Meraimer person. Definitely Meraimer person. Okay, so... right. Right, so Shlomo HaMelech said all these things, and Shlomo HaMelech was mechaber all of them, and therefore each one of them he had a most mufcher of them. So the reason why we have three Sfarim is because these three Sfarim are the most mufcher of all of those type of things. He had three genres for him, and this was the most, these are the best of them. This is the sort of the idiots of it. L'cheinam ashir hashirim. So shir hashirim means it's the song of all songs. It's ke'ilu the best, the most important, the most chashir, the mufchar. Mufchar shebeshirim shashar shem kol yom. It is the song of all the songs. This is the song that stands the best. Vezehu asher l'shloimoi. In other words, asher l'shloimoi means all that Shlomo possessed, all of the shirim that he possessed. This is the meula shebem. No, not that we know of. No. Correct. Unless you want to say that in this song everything else is gone, as well, we do not have songs that are. Or b'zayah chadash kasov. In the zayah it says shir shirim tatru simin. So the gematria of shir shirim is 1006. That's your simin. Now it's not. If you try to count it, it's not 1006. The shin and the resh are 700, so it's that straightforward. The way in which Hashirim is works out to be 106 is the word Hashirim with a gematria that's called Bimeluam, which means you include the each letter as if it's a complete word. So hey lamash could be a hey and a yud, like hey, a shin would be a shin yud nun, and so on. So if you work that bimluon, it is tatru pirish. So what does it mean? It does hashirim bimloye hu tatra k'moy shekase vayhi shiroi chamesh ve'alef va'isa shir ulemaila l'oisan tatra shirim. So that shir is lamala of those shirim. So the simen is that hashirim is only tatra, and therefore it's not the pshat that this is the best of the 1005. This is better than all 1005. It's oilal kolona. No, hashirim itself is tatru, simen tatru. So the Goyen says it's actually tatura. It's 1005, and therefore shir hashirim. We're adding one by adding this shir. What the tikkun hazeh means is that the zayah chodesh. I'm sorry, means is that you shir hashirim becomes the 1006th of the Negunim. So it's the best, but it stands outside of it. It's not rather than inside of it. Now this whether it stands inside or outside also makes a big difference in whether we look at Shir HaShirim and whether you look at it as being just the best, or do you look at it as being the best in the sense of this is a peer group, so I have 100 songs, pick the one you like best, or do I say that this is a song of a very different type of a caliber, it's much more refined. I would say a better way of sort of explaining it is it includes the essence of all the shirim. It sort of it brings a race to the pnimistic asherish, or something along those lines. Okay, Hashirim. Al kol Hashirim shechibek meshkasev ayishir chamesh velof. Vezeo al kulam. Vechein shloisha lofim mashal. Chibe shloisha mishlei. Vachar kach vayda baleitzim avonim udivik kahelas. So, in Mishlei itself, he says the goyim they bring here. He says that there's three chalakim in the Zohar, and each one is connected to a chalak of important inyanim and Torah, and so on. So he says So the Goyen says that these three inyanim of these three svarim of Shirim and Kohelas and Mishlei are connected the three things that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him. So the three things we're talking about in the pasuk. It says Shemson Chachma, Usvuna, and Roichav Lev. These correspond connected the three different dargis of Seichel that are Mekubal that we know of, which are Chachma, and Tvuna, and Das. Now, each one of these has some sort of reason why it would be connected. These three things over here. I mean, and this is very typical, the Goyim just throw out, it's like Chachma bin Adas, and let's explain what exactly is it. So, I have over here, let's just see, where was it here, what did I see? No, it doesn't say it. Akapanim, so let's talk a little bit about this and let's explain, because he brings it from another sefer of his, that it's keneged the different chalkei nefesh, and each chalkei nefesh has the way it brings itself out, the way it expresses itself. So it says in Chem de Gnuza Mishlei, it's a purish from a Goyen's Talmud on Mishlei. It says Shashirim is keneged Chachma, Kohel is keneged Bina, and Mishlei is keneged Das. So let's just try to explain a little bit why these things would be nichol and these things and so on. The Chachma, he says over here, is keneged Shashirim. The chalukah between Chochma, Bina, and Deya, one of the ways to explain it is that Chochma is something which comes to me from outside. Chochma includes in itself the word Chochma as opposed to the generic term, but the specific term. Chochma deals with getting information from the outside. It could be many ways. It could be ideas, certain ideas, and so on. It could be a certain derech, a certain mahalach, or whatever. So that's chachma. Chachma is an input from things that are outside. Shishim, we said before, is also, it's sort of looking into the yachas from of HaKadosh Baruch Hu down to us. That's included in Shishim. Bina is something which extrapolates. He also brings from somebody else over here that Chachma is full of Seder Satera, so of the three, Shashim is connected to Seder Satera. But I'd like to go more with the more Pashto Mahalach. He says that, the guy says that Tvuna is Kneged the Mishalim. Let's see what the guy's lashon over here is. Okay, Gimel Sfer Nechom Das, Shashin Nechom, Kohelos is Bina, and Mishle is Neged Das. So, Kohelos is Keneged Bina, which is the second darga, and that's something where a person takes what we have and we extrapolate to other things. In a certain sense, Kohelos is saying, what's the point of everything, what's the use of everything, and so on. You finally have Mishle, which is Das. The Darga of Das is where you feel something is a Metzias. Let's explain it in the context of what we're talking about. Normally, I divide the world into ideals and reality. So I say this is a piece of very good meat. It's very tasty, and there's an ideal or an idea that says, no, this is not good for you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want you, it's mitam salev, or whatever it is. But that sits on top of metzias. So, b'derech klal, as you go through life and we look at ruchnias, ruchnias is an ideal, it's not reality. And whenever we talk about it, we use that term subconsciously, we talk about get real, we talk about tachlis in terms of work, in terms of getting married. Ruchnius is a beyond this world. It's not of this world, and I don't see it as such. It takes a lot of effort to understand, and it takes times. So if I tell somebody, if you cheat, you're not going to make it. So one level of the person's reaction could be that, you know, it's ke'ilu a supernatural thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will punish you, and so on and so forth. A person can disregard. A lot of times it doesn't have an effect on a person because it doesn't mean natural. What does cheating have to do with it? I don't know, if I cheat I have more, and so on. But you deherit in a certain way and understand it in a certain way. Das is the ability to deherit, understand things in a very concrete way, and that's something that is miyuchad to the meat of Das. And Mimele Kohelos, the point of Kohelos is, I've gone through life in this world, and it really, really is all about Ruchnius. That's a type of statement. Yes. Would I define what? I'm sorry. It's not morals, it's a way of the herring emis in a very concrete way. It's a way in the herring ruchnias in a very, very, what's the right word for it, that this is the metzias. Don't think that the metzias is that people who steal have a lot of money, but it's better not to. Das is when I have a very, very concrete sense of something. That's Shaykh Ruchnius, that's in the Seifen. It's something. Exactly. No, you see, the whole Sefer Kohelos doesn't mention HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I mean, it mentions Kelokim and so on, but there's no real, it's always, this is right, this leads no good, this is going no place, this will defeat you, and so on and so forth. And yes, he did. It's a type of wisdom that a person gains with age. When I'm young and I see everybody running around having fun, doing X, Y, or Z, I'm very jealous, and I think they have a good time, and so on. But as I get older and older and older, and I begin to realize that all of that is empty and nothing comes to a genuine tainug of Torah, I begin to think differently. But that's a sort of process. Right. 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 So what I'm saying is that the ultimate tfisa havana alicha bedrachav is not only just to do mitzvahs naveris because it's better, superior, whatever you want to call it. It's to the hair that the toiv and the ra is what the bria is about, and a bria that has an input of ra is a tzedreta bria, and a bria that has input of toiv is good. And even though at the beginning it doesn't seem like that, even at the beginning it seems that the more you cheat, the more you'll have, and the less you'll give, the more you'll have, and this and that. The other thing, Koheles is giving me what we call in English a reality check, that it's something which is built into the Metzius itself. Right. Right. Correct. It's the core of that emes, and it's also it's a type of hakara that forces, mandates the asiyah of the ma'aseh mitzvahs. There are things that I know that, you know, I do, I don't do, but it's hard for a person, you know, so I know it, but I don't feel it's reality. But the things to me that are realities, and those are the type of things that I'll do no matter what. That's really what it's about. So if a person has the right, right, right. Right. Right, and but I said this is a clarity that it straddles the mitzias, the real and the ideal. It's something that to us is so clear and so real that it becomes part of mitzias, and that's is a quality. It's hard to describe it in English because we don't have a counterpart in the way, the way we would think. It doesn't have that type of counterpart. It's something which is unique. That it's a type of knowledge that things are so clear that a person instinctively reaches for what's, good. He doesn't. It's no longer an ideal. By definition, is something outside of the system. It's something which sits outside. Here, the pshat is there's a certain minei obey, and that's why it's very important for that. And let's see, maybe one more line. We'll finish. Kneged shloisha dvarim shenos Hashem isparach, which kosev v'Hashem nosach chachma l'shloimoi u'tvuna harbe moed v'rechavli b'kosh hasayam. So the pasuk itself is miramis these three things. Tvuna l'shloimoi, that's the more pneumistic, that's the and then you have the rochav leiv kechol hasvasayam is keneged das. It means rochav leiv, that the person is able to, I guess in Hebrew, in Yiddish would say, to take it to heart. In other words, he's serious about everything that's happening and so on. He's his reactions are serious reactions. So it's a surah, it's the rochav leiv. Okay, we'll skip the next piece that he has in the Bir Agra. It's interesting because the other, I don't know what happened, the other one that we have in the Chumash, it has another piece here. Barakopanim. Yeah. Okay. If you have any brief questions or anything like that, or. Okay. Now next week I'm doing the Mira Bechinas, so it'll have to be the week afterwards. I hope this man, I'm trying very hard to be kavua, but Bez Hashem,